We spent some time talking about a self-evident truth. Of course, that truth is that God is. In tonight's lesson, I want to continue presenting some self-evident, obvious truths. And the purpose being that these truths are not hard to understand or believe in. They're not difficult to accept. You don't have to do a lifetime of study to understand them. But they're incredibly important. Every man and woman is without excuse if they don't accept self-evident truths. And our second self-evident truth is this. The Bible is the Word of God. We just sang, I like that song, David, Give Me the Bible. There's a lot of message in that song. Since God exists, God is, the next logical thought would be, what has God said? And where is that communication found? It's a no-brainer that God, having created mankind, would seek to communicate to those He created in His image. By the way, that's the point that the book of Hebrews starts with. Hebrews 1 verse 1, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. And so God has spoken in times past, but in these last days. Here's some points to note. First of all, it's a given that we need help, right? I mean, that goes without saying. And think about this. When you separate mankind from the Bible, from God's Word, they immediately begin to try to make sense of life on their own. Where did we come from? Why are we here? Where are we going? What is our purpose? All those questions. We really need help. Secondly, only a very limited number of religious writings claim to be the Word of God. To begin with, we have to discard the religious works of Hinduism and Buddhism. Those religious systems contain the idea that pain and suffering are only an illusion. Your arthritis, Arthur's a bad guy. It's just an illusion. Jim McGuigan, a wonderful gospel preacher, made an interesting comment on Romans 8:18. That verse reads, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." You've all heard that passage. There's no comparison. McGuigan said the Eastern notion that all is illusion is contrary to the facts. The Christian Science view, I don't know how familiar you are with Christian Science, it's just a cult. The Christian Science view that suffering is an illusion, that's never going to catch on. You know? God's Word says that the sufferings of this present time, are they an illusion? No, no. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Again, nobody even vaguely lives like suffering is just all in your head. Also, the Quran and the Book of Mormon have to be set aside because the only spiritual elements in those books are the verses that have been copied from the Bible. Y'all aware of that? In addition, a very superficial look at Islam finds that that religion contradicts itself. The Quran contradicts itself over and over. Here's one for example. One thing for example. Islam teaches that Jesus lived, but he was just a prophet of God. But at the same time, it rejects what Jesus actually said about himself. You can't say that you accept that a man is a prophet of God and yet at the same time reject the message that was spoken through him. That's a contradiction. Jesus made a lot of claims. You know, in the Gospel of John, John shares seven great claims that Jesus made. But another thing that Jesus said in John 12:48, he claimed that it would be his words that would judge us. And yet Islam claims that Muhammad was the final messenger of God and his words will judge us. By the way, Muhammad died almost 100 years to the year after Christ did. He died in 632 AD. And the followers of Christ have been a blessing to this world. The followers of Islam, not so much. Instead of listening to the critics of the Bible and those who claim that we can't know anything for sure, we just need to step back and look at all the facts. Which book claims to be God's inspired, God-breathed, God's revelation to mankind? And which book can back up that claim? Which book has a message not just for Saudi Arabia, but or for people in Utah, but a message for the entire world, a universal message? Which book contains the highest moral standard known to man? Which book has the highest conception of God? Which book answers all the big questions? Which book has a message that anyone can understand? Which book deals honestly with the problems of real life? The Bible. The Bible is a collection of 66 books. Of course, some of them letters, some of them written by prophets. Those 66 books were written by 40 different men who claimed to be inspired, and they wrote over a time period of about 1,500 years. They were from, many of them, from different backgrounds, from different cultures, different socioeconomic levels. And in writing on hundreds upon hundreds of controversial subjects, which, by the way, are still just as controversial today as they were when they wrote them. But writing on all these controversial subjects, here's the amazing thing. Those 40 writers all agreed. They never disagreed about who God is and what righteousness is and on and on. Josh Madell and Don Stewart wrote this little book called Answers to Tough Questions. And they said, talking about this, lest anyone think this isn't something marvelous, find 10 people from your local area who have similar educational backgrounds. They all speak the same language. They're all from basically the same culture, then separate them and ask them to write their opinion on one controversial subject, like what's the meaning of life? when they finished, compare the conclusions of these 10 writers. You think they're going to agree with one another? No. But the biblical writers, over a 1,500-year span, 40 different writers, they never disagree on questions like that, on the most important questions. This is a self-evident truth. The Bible must be the inspired Word of God. That's the only explanation. Now, here's another self-evident truth, and that is that the Bible is accurate and clear. That's the only logical conclusion. If God is in fact the real author or the final editor, think about this. If God can create the whole universe, then certainly He can have a book written which is within the understanding of everyone. If God can create the universe, then He certainly can make certain that mankind has access to His book, to keep the book in print. In other words, He can even keep it from being corrupted into a message totally opposite of what the Holy Spirit inspired men to write. In 1 Peter 1:23, Peter writes, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruption. He's talking about us becoming Christians. Through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. It's always been here, it always will be here. If God can raise up and bring down whole world empires, do you suppose He might be able to ensure that His revelation to mankind is accurately copied and handed down from one generation to another? Of course, even the manuscript evidence proves this as well. If the Bible is God's Word, then, hey, everyone is expected to read it, to understand it, and obey it. If the Bible is God's Word, then culture doesn't prevent anyone from understanding it correctly, whether it was in the first century or the 21st century. If the Bible is God's Word, then no timeless biblical truth has been lost in translation or transmission. You remember Paul talking about how that he had shared the mystery? Now, again, in the Bible, a mystery is something that, you know, we say, well, that's a mystery. In other words, no one will ever figure that out. That's not how the word is used in the original Greek language. A mysterion was something that was once concealed but now revealed. And Paul revealed the mystery. In Ephesians 3, verse 3, he says, how that by revelation He made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to His holy apostles and prophets. Now here's the mystery. He tells us exactly what the mystery is. Once concealed, now revealed. Verse 6, Ephesians 3, 6. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ through the gospel. That was the mystery. Paul told the Ephesians that when they hear it or read it, they would clearly understand the mystery. If the Bible is God's Word, then we must accept the fact that the revelation declares what is right and what is wrong for all time. We're talking about the absolute standard. We're talking about timeless biblical truths concerning morality and righteousness and holiness Why would God waste time in communicating a message that in the end he himself wouldn't even follow? Timeless biblical truths. And so quit listening to the people who insist that God, well, he's going to change his mind. Rather, let's declare, as Paul said, I really like this. This is Romans 3, verse 4. Paul said, let God be true, but every man a liar. Now, you just chew around on that for a while. Let God be true, and every man less than that. Every man a liar. You realize what that verse is saying? That we need to side with God, even when taking God's position means that everyone else is viewing that as foolishness. We could go on and on talking about the accuracy of the Bible. Just the archaeological evidence is astounding. And you can read about archaeologists who set out with one mission. That was to disprove the accuracy of the Bible. And they ended up being believers. We could talk about how the Bible is scientifically accurate, even though none of those authors were scientists. What's the chances that something wouldn't be written, if man wrote this, that something wouldn't be written that was just obviously incorrect scientifically today? If man wrote it, there would be plenty of that. But it's not there. The bottom line is this. The Bible is the Word of God. And it stood up under centuries of attacks. You know why? Because it's accurate. I'll never forget sitting in Alexander's house in Donetsk one night eating supper with his family. His mother had a PhD. His dad almost had a PhD. They were very educated. Alexander was practice teaching for biology. His biology teacher. And he told me, he said, I know that God exists. There is no way there could be this much design in the biological world without someone designing. As we said in 8, Alexander's dad, or Nora's mom could speak English, so he interpreted for us. But they asked me one question after another, and when they eat, it takes about 2 to 3 hours to eat, because they eat, you know, and what do you call it? You eat this, and then they bring this. Anyway, he asked me one question after another about what he had been taught concerning contradictions in the Bible. Most of them were very simple to answer. And so I would give him an answer to that and even open the Bible and show him, or have Alexander do. And he would do this. The wheels were just turning. I don't know if he ever became a believer, but it was obvious from my perspective that he could see, well, that's pretty self-evident. That makes sense. All he had been taught his whole life, as well as that Alexander, why you shouldn't believe the Bible, why you shouldn't believe in God. The Bible is obviously accurate. What does that mean for us? It means that when you hold your Bible in your hand, you're holding a priceless blessing, never to be taken for granted. I found an article that was written in 2018 on Wycliffe's Global Alliance website. And that's an organization, by the way, that's dedicated themselves to training or to translating the Bible in every language on the planet. This is what it read. As we celebrate the milestone of translated scripture in more than 3,350 languages. Now, I couldn't find an updated one. It's probably more than that now. As we celebrate that, we celebrate that God is accomplishing His mission through His power and through partnership. More mission organizations, churches, and Christian communities are becoming involved in the Bible translation movement. At least 1.5 billion people do not have the full Bible available in their first language. Over 700 million of these have the New Testament. Others have portions or at least some of level of translation or preparatory work begun. There is known active translation and or linguistic development happening in 2,658 languages across more than 170 countries. Because of improved accuracy in collecting information from around the world about Bible translation needs and other factors, the number of estimated translation needs worldwide has increased. As of October 1st, 2018, over 180 million people using 1,879 spoken languages and 284 sign languages are likely to need some form of Bible translation to begin. I want to tell you something. It is significant that we're very involved with Eastern European missions. It's so important, it's hard for us to wrap our heads around it, right? Now, let me say again, if you hold in your hand a copy of the Bible that you can read, you can study, you can understand, you have one of the greatest blessings from God on this planet. I thank God that we're here tonight, being reminded of this self-evident truth. This is evidence that you want to learn more while using that knowledge to God's glory. That's what we're all about, right? This is an evident truth, self-evident truth. God has given us His Word. I'm going to tell one more story. I've told this before, but years ago, I was co-directing camp session at Petit John, and we'd have Bible classes Monday through Thursday, and on Friday we would have a panel and get all the boys together and some of the women and get all the girls together, and you could ask questions. And so I was on that panel every year, and one young boy asked the question, how can we know that the Bible is really God's Word? One of the men on the panel immediately spoke up and told the boy, look, there's just some things we just need to accept. In other words, he was saying, just take a blind leap of faith and accept this because your preacher told you so. And as soon as he finished with his answer, I raised my hand and I spoke up and I told the young boy that I strongly disagreed respectfully with what that man was saying, because in fact that boy had asked one of the two most important questions anyone will ever ask in their life. The number one question is, does God exist? Number two, is the Bible really the inspired Word of God? If you don't have those questions answered, can you have faith? No. And so I gave that boy much of what we're talking about in this lesson and more of why the Bible could absolutely be trusted to be the Word of God. The writer of the book of Hebrews defined faith this way. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. This is chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In Romans 1, Paul was in total agreement with what was being said in Hebrews 11:1. This is how Paul put it. Romans 1:20. For since the creation of the world, His, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even His eternal power and Godhead, so they're without excuse. Can you look at our world and see that someone all-powerful and all-knowing designed it? Absolutely. That's what Paul's talking about. And so as we look at the things God created, we see incredible evidence of things not seen. We don't just blindly park our brains and take a blind leap of faith in believing that God is and that the Bible is God's Word. No, we have irrefutable evidence. And as we've seen in tonight's lesson, there's incredible evidence that the Bible we hold in our hands is in fact God's Word. We never have to park our brains and take an uninformed, foolish, blind leap of faith. There's incredible evidence that the Bible is God's inspired word. In fact, it is a self-evident truth. If you need to come tonight, please come now. I will stand and sing.